Jake Spaulding with you, and welcome into the Jackson Heights locker room chats for this basketball season. It's hard to believe it's here, but we are ready to rock and roll. Talking Cobra basketball now with head coach Maddie Massey of the Cobras, entering her third season here at Jackson Heights, coming off a 7-14 record a season ago. Coach, thanks for taking some time to have a conversation with me, and I want to just go into the off season, and we'll even talk about the Nemaha Jamboree that you guys went to. But coming off of a year you had last year, I know you lost some to graduation, but tell me how this off season has been for your program and preparations for this upcoming season.
Well, we had a great summer. I run the girls' weights program, and then afterwards we do a lot of basketball stuff, and we are able to go to the Nebraska team camp. We got a lot of valuable games out of that. We played in the summer league. We were just very busy over the summer. I had a lot of, invested kids. So that's so awesome to see and, to watch it carry over into the first few weeks of practice is always fun. Their energy is exciting. They're ready to go. We got to play in that jamboree, like you mentioned, which is just kind of a warm up for Friday night's game. And it's exciting to see what we can do.
I'm excited for you, as a lot of basketball fans are, just the fact that the season is here. Tell me about the fact, you know, you have some kids coming back, six-letter winners coming back, and you got a handful of starters as well. What are you looking forward to this season with the experience that's coming back, as well as some underclassmen that'll have to step up?
Well, it's always nice to have those kids that have started before or seen big minutes on the varsity court, because it can be pretty overwhelming if you've never played varsity, and then you get put in there. You can be nervous, unsure, but I've got a lot of returners, and I've got some great underclassmen that are stepping into some new roles, and it's been exciting to watch. You know, Taylor Bosley started the last few years for me. She's a great leader. She's doing really well, along with Savannah Catterall and Jennifer Buck. They give us very valuable minutes. Jen Buck's just energizer bunny. She will go get lots of rebounds, and Savannah also plays good, tough defense. If we can keep her from fouling, she does a really nice job for us. But underclassmen-wise, Lakota Bottom and Jennifer Mellies, those two have really stepped up into new roles this year. They played a lot of JV last year. So I look forward to them making a little bit of a splash on varsity.
All right, Coach, and you know, you got a couple other scorers that are coming back that have some experience at the varsity level, in Chesney Cochran as well as Bryn Shoup. So tell me a little bit about those girls.
Yeah, I'm really excited for them this year. They have made some big strides over the summer. They've been working on their game. Chesney and Bryn have both been in the gym getting shots up, and I look for them to be a couple of our top scorers again this season. Chesney scored lost quite a few of our points in the jamboree, and Bryn Shoup has been battling a foot injury that we hope to get her back from, because we really need her back on the court. We will definitely miss her as long as she can't play with us. So hopefully she can heal that injury up real quick.
All right, Coach. Well, as we go into this schedule, again, first game tomorrow at Royal Valley, and then the schedule does not by any stretch get easier for your squad here at the beginning of the year at Royal Valley, then to Troy, St. Mary's, Onega, McLeod, three of your first five games on the road. I know you're just ready to get that ball thrown up into the air and get the games underway, but what are you looking most forward to as the season tips off tomorrow?
I think it'll be very interesting to see if we are prepared or not. I think everybody steps into that game and wonders, have we done enough at practice? Have we done what we need to? Are we prepared? And everyone feels that way at some point, and we just got to put them out there and trust that we've done what we're supposed to. I think these girls are ready, and it's exciting. The first game is always nerve-wracking for them, but I know they're ready to get the season going. It's going to be an exciting night for us.
All right, Coach Maddie Massey with the Jackson Heights Cobras, again entering her third season at Jackson Heights, and tips off the season tomorrow at the Royal Valley Panthers. Coach, good luck to you and good health, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Maddie Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. After this timeout, we'll talk with head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Boys as they prepare for their season coming up after this timeout. The Cobra Locker Room Chat is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop. the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, and Community Healthcare System, Houlton Family Health Center.